Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyare Sadarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivashadi Govakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare I would like to speak about two features of the Giri Govardhan Leela, which are very important for devotees. But first, I request you all to chant the Pranam Mantra to Giriraj Vishbhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, as displayed in Mayapur. Namaste Girirajaya
Namaste Girirajaya
Shri Govardhana Namine
Shri Govardhana Namine
Ashesha Klesha Nashaya
Ashesha Klesha Nashaya
Paramananda Daine
Paramananda Daine
I offer my most respectful obeisances to Giriraj, who is also known as Govardhan, the increaser of pleasure to the cows and the senses of the Lord. He takes away unlimited amounts of miseries and he gives the highest bliss. Would you be so kind to close the door? So the two features which I would like to highlight glorifying Giriraj is first of all that in the Giriraj Leela or Govardhan Leela Krishna wanted to show something very specific to all the devotees. That is, that he alone wishes to be worshipped. And the second point, which is highlighted amongst several other points, is that Krishna can only be known when one's pride is destroyed. So about the first point, we all know it was a local custom to worship Indra as the presiding deity of rains, which were so important for the Brajbasis. But Krishna wanted to show his dear devotees that he wants to be worshipped alone, to the exclusion of anyone else. One should only take shelter in Krishna alone. And he did this in a very, very, in Germany we would say, by beating on a big drum. Boom! He made a resonating point which comes, which is so loud and so intense that even we in Kali Yuga, 5,000 and something years later, have to be shaken up by the sound of this statement. Krishna took the worship which was prepared for Indradev, the most powerful Lord of the universe, and directed the same amount of worship and the same amount of food to a rock. Indra must have thought, well, am I not better than a rock? The Brijbasis must have thought, is Krishna serious about this? You know, it's like when we are used to perform a worship. Let us give an example which hits home to our devotees. The yearly Vyasa Puja of our Gurudev, and the committee for arranging this Vyasa Puja decides to instead worship an insect. That would be certainly news, you know. It would be really something very mind-blowing. So only later Krishna revealed to the Brijbasis who were so faithful to his instructions that they said, why not? Gopal says we should worship this hill. We do it because he wants it. Later he revealed that he in fact is that hill, but initially they didn't know this. So this Krishna by this Leela showed that he wants to be worshipped without anyone else, and he wants to be followed without anyone else. We should not follow anyone else. And simultaneously, by arranging that the genius Leela, that a hill would be worshipped instead of him, he destroyed the pride of Indra. Indra was so perplexed. I mean, by this, it was such a, you know, such a surprise and such a heavy, heavy, heavy statement that his pride was destroyed. Later, he expressed in the Bhagavatam, in the prayers, what this Giriraj Govardhan Puja did to him. He said, my dear Lord, pride people cannot see you standing nearby with the rod of punishment, and they go on in their illusory life. Then he expressed his gratitude for Krishna destroying his pride, because before Indra was so prideful, he had actually no idea about who is Krishna. He made an offense against Krishna. He said Krishna is just a talkative little boy, you know, little intelligent, but very talkative. He talks too much. That's what he said. That was his assessment of Krishna. Only when his pride was destroyed was Indra able to actually understand Krishna. Today I read in the book of Puri Janji, which is under the bed at the moment, a very nice prayer which I would like to say, a prayer in relationship to the holy name, which also really addresses our pride. How humble can we be before Krishna? This is the question which we ask when we read this beautiful prayer, which comes as a explanation of the fourth verse of the Shikshastakam. In this prayer, Bhaktivinoda Thakur very humbly submits himself to the lotus feet of the holy name. I feel this is one of the secrets of Nam Bhajan, that you need to humble yourself before the holy name. You must say, you are so small, so big, so great, so merciful, and I'm so insignificant and fallen. So here it is. It really struck me, this beautiful prayer, where the devotee expresses his utmost humility. O Lord, this is my humble submission at your lotus feet. I do not ask from you sensual pleasure. I don't ask for learning. I don't ask for wealth or followers. I do not beg for residence on the celestial planets. Nor do I wish liberation from this mundane existence. Nor do I pray for the attainment of any mystic powers. Whatever birth I may obtain. See, the devotee is so humble. He says, I will certainly be born many, many more times. Whatever birth I may obtain due to the faults of my previous worldly activities, I simply pray that I may sing the glories of your holy name birth after birth. This is my only desire. O Lord, and I submit it at your lotus feet, that unmotivated devotion to you may constantly awaken in my heart. Then he prays something which I feel is very, very necessary when you see I'm so unqualified, yet I want to be a lover of Krishna. He prays, as much attachment as I now have for worldly affairs, I pray that a similar degree of attachment may develop for your holy feet. I pray that my love for you may remain undisturbed, both in misfortune and in prosperity. And I pray that day after day it may increase by the power and influence of your holy name. That's the prayer. I really wish that my attachment grows by the influence of your holy name. May the holy name influence me, a fallen person who still reeks after bad karma, like bad karma. Be my life in heaven or in hell, be it as a bird or a beast, but may devotion to you always remain within the heart of Bhaktivinoda. So now we will soon ask Bhurijam Prabhu to explain, but I thought I would just sing for you the Aratik to Giriraj. Just so that you know a little bit. Jaya Giri Govardhana. Arati Nehari.
Arati Nehari.
Radhika Madhava.
Radhika Madhava.
Nitya Lila Dana Kori.
Nitya Lila Dana Kori.
It goes like this. All glories to the Aratik of Giri Govardhan, which bestows the eternal service of Sri Sri Radha Madhava to all those who behold it. Here, deep within the hundreds of groves of Gunja bushes, the sweet pastimes of the charming Lord Krishna are always going on. All glories to Govinda Kund, Kusum Sarova, Danivatana Kund at Manasi Ganga. All glories to Dangati, Indratila, the temple of Haridev, Syam Kund and Radha Kund. These are the ornaments that decorate Sri Giriraj. Oh my Lord, when will I be blessed with residence at Govardhan Hill? This lowly servant takes shelter of your holy name. Please sing. Ha ha Prabhu kobe haba. Ha ha Prabhu kobe haba. Govardhana vasa. Tava nama shraya kore. E dinadasa. Namaste Girirajaya.
Namaste Girirajaya.
Shri Govardhana Namine. Ashesha Klesha Nashaya. Ramananda Daine. And then the next and last shloka, I offer my obeisances unto Govardhan Hill, who always protects all the cowherd men. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Krishna, who manifested a giant form and who always increases the pleasure of his devotees. Hare Krishna.
We cannot record
this. We may not record it, or we could not record it.
That would be fun.
No, we must.
But then I'll ask everyone to not listen.
from now on, no one should listen.
You feel uncomfortable if it's recorded, or is it all right?
As long as no one listens, it's all right.
You shake your head. He doesn't want it.
Good.